Now, Rita, are you up for a chat?
I am always.
I did have this on the schedule as the big chat. It might be the little less than big chat.
A less than big chat will do.
What now? Something magical must have happened in food and wine over this festive season. It sort of goes with the territory, doesn't it?
It really does. For me, it's less about Christmas and New Year than about the big January party we always have.
So your calendar is sort of a couple of weeks forward.
Yes, or backwards.
Or backwards, whichever way you look at it. So what's happening? You're having a big nosh up, are you?
Yes. Many years ago, I decided that there was no need for a New Year's party, or it wasn't a good idea, because most people were exhausted by New Year's Eve. And I thought, rather than having a New Year's Eve party, why don't we have a big lunch party in January? Sometime in January, at the point where people are thinking, right, well, that all the festivities are over, what do we do now? And along comes our party.
Right.
It's always lunch. It's always Sunday lunch. There, I've narrowed it down to about 30 people. This year we had 34.
Oh.
It's a lot of cooking, I have to tell you. But it's always worth it, because some people come every year, but we always try and invite someone new. And the aim is that everyone who comes knows at least one other person there.
That's terrific.
So they have someone to talk to start with.
And you don't have to speak to that person in your family that you really don't want to speak to at Christmas.
None of that. And my favourite thing was when I invited a woman I knew years ago, who's the daughter of it's a long story.
Long story, yeah.
And my and another friend, and they looked at each other, and one said to the other, "Is that Betsy?" And the other said, "Susie." And they had been at school together.
Is that right?
Yep, 30 years, 40 years earlier.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Very, very funny. And there's always that kind of connection.
Oh, that's great. Because you have a very diverse church, don't you, of people you know?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So some members of the family come, and lots of friends and new friends and old friends. Mm. And there's always this thing where someone new comes along who will know at least one other person.
I think it's a lovely idea. And obviously, it's worked well for you over the years.
It's worked extremely well. Part of it came about, too, because after our mother died 21 years ago, I realised how many things she'd kept for good. And one of my sisters and I both said to each other, we're not keeping anything for good. If we don't use it, we send it off.
So the silver and the best china came out.
Well,
and the crystal.
Every serving dish I own
get smashed?
No, only one rented one wine glass.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, but normally nothing gets smashed.
No.
Everything gets used. I cannot tell you how many dishwasher loads we do, and it's worth it. It's such fun.
I think it's a great idea. You might start a whole revolution with that idea, Rita.
I might, and then I can do what I've always wanted to get, the cookbook for a minimum of 20 people. So, you know, serves 30, serves 20. Recipes that serve 4 are no use at all for me.
No, sounds fantastic. You obviously had a great lunch. Did you serve them anything particularly memorable?
All of it was memorable. Of course it was.
Right.
But this year I made a variant of an Otto Lengi dish. He does turkey and zucchini meatballs, but I use chicken.
Right.
And they were a huge hit.
Okay.
Mind you, I had to make 4 batches of them.
We'll have to put the recipe on the blog.
Or
have you stolen it from somebody?
No, I haven't. Well, it's a Yotam Otto Lengi recipe.
Out of a book.
Yeah, out of a book. So if we acknowledge the book, we might be able to do that.
No, I thought it was one of yours. But look, that's great. I love that story. Keep them up. I think we'll need a few more in our little mini chat.
Okay.
We'll be back in the next hour.
More mini chats to come.
Absolutely.